This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Federal Reserve here real quick. Jay Powell and the gang wrapped up a two-day meeting on the health of this economy today. The TLDR, the too long didn't read, is that the virus is still in charge. No, he has not talked to Secretary Yellen since she has been confirmed, or President Biden. He would not touch with a 10-foot pole. The question of whether he is relieved the previous occupant of the White House won't be bothering him anymore. And no, he's got nothing to say about GameStop. He did, though, have some things to say about jobs, this pandemic, and doing what it takes no matter how much money is being spent on relief.
I'm much more worried about falling short of a complete recovery and losing people's careers and lives that they built because they don't get to work back to work in time and things like that. I'm more concerned about that and the damage that will do, not just to their lives, but to the United States economy, to the productive capacity of the economy. I'm more concerned about that than about the possibility, which exists, of higher inflation.
Okay, so about people who are working now, specifically the people who have to be out and about to be on the job. We know essential workers are at higher risk than the rest of us. And now we have a better idea of just which workers face the greatest risks and by how much. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports on some new research from the University of California, San Francisco.
The analysis shows that food workers in restaurants, food production, and agriculture face the greatest threat. Their risk of dying has gone up by 40% during the pandemic, and for Latinx workers in the sector, by 60%.
Sadly, it does not surprise me.
Jason Urashes works with a population of largely immigrant farm and poultry workers at the Legal Aid Justice Center in Virginia.
They're going to be cramped into packed buses. They're going to be living side by side, often in cramped housing, and they're going to go work side by side in the fields.
Construction, warehouse, delivery, and retail workers have also died at higher rates, says study author Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo of UC San Francisco.
These are often low-wage essential work jobs. The need to work, even if one is not feeling well, might be there. We know sometimes the job protections are not there.
Bibbins-Domingo says the research shows the need to target public health measures and vaccine distribution to protect this population. The CDC had recommended that essential workers be prioritized for vaccination after healthcare workers and nursing home residents, says Drew Altman, who heads the Kaiser Family Foundation.
That made complete sense on paper, but was too complicated to be implemented by our fragmented, multi-layered health system in practice.
So more than half of states made it simpler by opening vaccination to anyone over 65, sometimes before essential workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.